Welcome to Fueled by Grace. My name is Mark Shiver. So glad to have you listening to the podcast. This is episode 4 of the relaunched edition of Fueled by Grace. And you might be wondering, well, Mark, it's been a while since episode 3 was posted. What's going on? And I will answer that question with good news. We had more traffic than we were prepared for, and we've had to change web hosting services to accommodate the bandwidth, the traffic, and that's a good thing. God has blessed, and more people are coming than I even was aware of. And so thank you for coming to the website, for listening to the podcast. We have moved. We're set up now to grow, and I believe we'll be with our current web hosting service now for years to come, as God brings many to listen and be blessed by Fueled by Grace. So feel free to encourage your friends and your family to check us out. You can do that, of course, fueledbygrace.com, and also in the iTunes store. We'll be adding Google Play here shortly, so you'll have that as well. Sometimes problems are good things and challenges are good things, and we had to make a move, and that's a good thing because God is blessing Fueled by Grace. Wanted to talk to you here on episode 4 about something that I believe everyone needs to be encouraged in. And that is, of course, as you know, our mission here is to encourage everyone that will listen or read our work here that God loves you. God loves you deeply and passionately without end. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's awesome. It's amazing. I was particularly pondering the other day Philippians chapter 3, and Paul has some really popular things to say here that we've heard quoted inside and outside of church. If you've been a believer for very long, you've heard these verses most of your Christian life. And Paul says in Philippians 3, 7, whatever were gains to me, I now consider a loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus my Lord, Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. And, you know, there's a whole lot of teaching that we can do right there on those verses. Never forget that if you are enjoying a lifestyle that you would consider to be righteous, you know, if you're feeling good about the way you're living your Christian life, it comes from Christ. It comes through faith in him. It's not your works. It's not your deeds. It's not what you do or do not do. It's all because of him. And knowing him is the first step in beginning to enjoy a life of righteousness. Obviously, the very first step is believing and receiving the gift of salvation and having Jesus come into your life and take up residency in your heart as a new creation. The Bible says we're made new. It's like a whole new race of people that are created when they're born again. We're a whole royal priesthood, Peter says in his epistles. And so you're a new creation, and yet what do you do? Well, here I am. I'm brand new. What am I going to do now? And knowing him is the important thing to get to do. Now, people will say, well, you need to get into a good Bible-believing church, and that's true. But sadly, sometimes getting into a good Bible-believing church ends up taking people down a path of legalism, and suddenly they're trying to conform to a list of standards that have been created by people and whatever the leadership of that particular congregation has in mind. And so instead of knowing him, now we're jumping through hoops trying to live a Christian life. And you can put that in quotations, you know, live a Christian life according to somebody else's understanding of that or outlining of that. But Paul says, no. It's the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. That is everything. Now, let me just say this, and I'm not trying to stir up anything negative, but I've got to say this because some of you who are listening, you are bound up in a situation where you feel like you cannot perform well enough to please God, to please your Heavenly Father. And all of that is coming from the things that you have heard in your church or your denomination or your ministry, whatever it is you're involved in, with people trying to get you to live a certain way. And I'm not saying, obviously, that there are not things that are better to avoid as a believer. I don't think it's good to go out and just get hammered, you know, every night and that sort of thing, to do drugs, to be looking at pornography. All of these things can take you down a pathway where your relationship with God is hampered and hindered, and also it may cause others to stumble. So I'm not saying that there's not things that are worth not doing. But what is worth doing is knowing Jesus. Paul said, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. So if you're finding yourself under stress, under tension, under pressure, because, well, I just don't feel like I'm committed enough to my local church. You know, the pastor met with me and my wife, or me and my husband and my family, and wanted to know, you know, are you really committed? Are you with us? You know, I've been asked that on more than one occasion. Are you with me, Mark? And suddenly the kingdom of God becomes the kingdom of the local church that you're involved in, and the vision of the local pastor and the leadership. And if you're not, you know, doing things that are congruent with a lifestyle that says you're with the pastor or with his leadership team, then you might be getting, you know, the cold shoulder, or you might get the, you know, the invitation to come into the office and let's find out what's wrong. Why aren't you committed? And suddenly the joy in your Christian life is just gone. Folks, let me tell you this, and if you want to get mad at me, I'm sorry, but your local church is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, Paul says in Romans, but it is righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. Now, if you are in a local church fellowship, that's a good thing. If you're receiving encouragement and you're being built up in your faith, but don't let one man's vision, don't let a group of people's vision hinder you from knowing Christ. Don't allow the sweet simplicity of spending time with Jesus and listening to him speak to you and tell you that he loves you. Don't let that be replaced with manipulation and guilt and pressure to give a certain amount or serve a certain amount. Listen, Paul says that the surpassing worth of knowing him, compared to that, everything is a loss. Now, Hebrews says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I believe it's important to gather and to encourage one another. But if you cross a line to where suddenly you're being made to feel guilty because of how much you do or don't give, or if you're being made to feel guilty because of how committed or uncommitted you are, well, I think you're in an area that's just not right. God didn't call you into a relationship with him to be miserable because you're not living up to somebody's expectations in the local church. Now, let me be clear. I believe the local church can be exceedingly important. I believe that there is great value in fellowship and relationship. But what happens is, normally, you have one person who is the focal point of that, you know, that organization, and they're gifted in speaking. And so it's their show, so to speak, on Sunday mornings. And suddenly we have a great concert atmosphere in many churches, and then great speaking. And you just got to be a part of this because it's exciting and there's growth and people are coming. And, you know, you want to be a part of it. And that's all good. People getting saved is good. People getting baptized is good. People being baptized in the Holy Spirit is good. But suddenly, when you're being made to feel like you're just less than a believer, less than a good Christian, because you're not serving enough, you're not giving enough, you're not committed enough to the local vision, well, that's not right. Have you noticed that it's so easy to be miserable in church? It's terrible. A place where we should just be rejoicing and free and encouraged to just know Him. Suddenly we're bound up with, well, you know, brother, you're just not committed. Are you with me? Are you really with us, brother? You know, you're not giving. You should be tithing at least, and I don't think you're doing that. And you know, wow, really? I'm telling you, something went astray a long time ago. And yes, there are many successful churches. I know lots of pastors of successful, if you count numerical growth, successful. And I'm not in any way impugning any individual or any specific church. But I'm saying that it is very easy to lose your joy as a Christian because the mission, the vision of the organization, the nonprofit corporation that you're attending on Sunday morning suddenly replaces what Paul says is the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. There's nothing more important than knowing Him. Nothing. And if you get the evil eye because you say no, if you're asked to do a certain thing because you just feel like that's not what God wants you to do at this time, you know, you have to question the motivation of the people in leadership. Do they really care about you, or are they looking for a warm body to fill in the nursery or in the parking lot or wherever? And I'm not trying to be harsh or ugly, but it is time that we understood what Paul said. There is nothing more important than knowing Jesus Christ. And part of that, yes, is hearing a good, faith-filled, anointed message. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, like this podcast, like your hopefully your pastor's sermon on Sunday mornings, and coming together, assembling ourselves together, as Hebrews says, is a good thing. We can encourage one another. There is a corporate manifestation of the presence of God when worship occurs together. There's all kinds of good things that happen in a healthy church. But when suddenly it's all about one person, or it's all about the ministry and all about the vision, when that becomes more important than knowing Christ, than knowing the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord, then you have to step back and say, wait a minute. You know, I'm getting off track here. There's nothing more important than knowing Jesus. And Paul the Apostle himself, who was a man of miracles, a man of vision, God showed him things that he's probably never shown anybody else. But Paul said, I just consider it all nothing. I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. And what's really funny is when I sat down in front of this microphone, this is not what I had prepared to share in episode 4, but I feel like the Spirit has led me to share with you that you need to understand there is nothing more important than knowing Jesus. And if your walk with God, if your Christianity is miserable because you feel like others are looking down on you because of what you do or do not do in the local church, then you need to step back and reevaluate and say, wait a minute, I have gone astray. I am going to put knowing Christ back in place at the most significant priority in my life. There's nothing, Paul says, more important than knowing Him. And I'm not saying you can't do that and function and serve in your local church. Certainly you can. I did it for years and have done it for years. But I'm telling you that you can allow yourself to be miserable as a believer in a local church if you allow yourself to be manipulated or guilted into doing things that you don't really feel led to do. And, You know what? It's time to put a stop to that. Knowing Him is what's important. Knowing Him, knowing Him, knowing Him is what's important. Remember, Paul said, whatever were gains to me, I consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Wow. Folks, God sent His Son Jesus to die for you because He wants to be in relationship with you. And if you are in Christianity and you're miserable, maybe you need to check what it is that you're allowing to influence you. And if you find yourself being negatively influenced by your local fellowship, by the ministry you're in, step back and say, wait a minute, I've allowed other things, others' expectations to get in the way of my relationship with God, and I'm going to stop that because there's nothing, nothing, nothing more important than knowing Him. Amen. Well, episode 5 will probably be what I had intended to share with you, and it's really good stuff, but hopefully episode 4 just completed will minister to somebody. I believe strongly with all of my heart there are going to be people listening, downloading, and this podcast in specific that needed to hear that message, that there's nothing more important than knowing Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, remember to invite your friends and family members to fueledbygrace.com, or better yet, subscribe to us in the iTunes store. And we're on all the social media, so we'll look forward to communicating with you there. Until next time, my name is Mark Shiver. Remember that God loves you a whole lot.